Here at Stop 4, you can touch a photovoltaic or PV panel, a smaller version of the ones in our solar-powered PV arrays. Reach over to the left side of the marker and find the PV panel that is about 3 feet off the ground. Feel the smooth glass surface. Don't worry, the panel may feel warm, but it will not be too hot to touch. Beneath the tempered glass is a layer of silicon that converts sunlight directly into electricity. When sunlight hits the panels, the silicon releases free electrons that bounce at very high speeds, creating an electrical current. Wires conduct the direct current, or DC, into an inverter box that converts it to alternating current, or AC, electricity to power lights and computers, run appliances, and heat water and buildings. One of our ground-mounted arrays is behind the sample panel. It measures 20 feet by 60 feet and comprises 96 PV panels that produce 18 kilowatts of electric power. A larger installation in the field next to our parking lot is 3,240 square feet in size and comprises 200 panels that produce 41 kilowatts. The small array on the roof of the day camp building is rated at 3 kilowatts. Our three arrays produce 62 kilowatts of electric power and meet up to 70% of Wellfleet Bay's needs. Solar power works even on partly cloudy days, but the stronger the sunlight, the more electricity produced. Sometimes on bright sunny days, we produce more electricity than we use. Yes, that makes the electric meter run backward. The power that we generate but don't use is sold back to the power grid. How much electricity do the arrays produce? We started monitoring on December 9, 2010. In the first 16 months, the arrays generated about 60,000 kilowatt hours of clean energy. That's enough to meet the electricity needs of an average American house for 5.5 years. Our Nature Center is Platinum LEED certified and is the greenest public building on Cape Cod. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and Platinum is the highest of 4 ratings that the LEED Commission confers. You can learn more about PV arrays and other aspects of our LEED initiative in the Nature Center through a self-guided tour of our green building trail.
With your back to marker 4, turn to 3 o'clock and find the grassy edge of the path on your right. Follow the path as it curves to the right and gently slopes downward, approximately 270 feet to marker 5. Keep the grassy edge of the path on your right at all times. It's a fairly long walk to stop 5. Eventually, you will enter a woodland and you may feel the shade of the trees. At this point, the slope increases slightly. Continue walking down slope with the vegetative edge of the path on your right until you feel the trail edge bare slightly to the right. Stop there and don't follow the curve. Instead, turn to 10 o'clock and walk across the 6-foot-wide path to the split rail fence at the marsh overlook. Find marker 5 along the fence, then press 5.